Karma. Karma is the law of cause and effect. All your words, all your feelings are the creations you will someday face unless you call the presence into action to transmute the imperfect creations. Karma is returning to people every day, which most do not understand. The life pattern of each individual knows its own and returns to its source. That is the circle of life. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. Wrong thoughts and feelings, karma, goes to Earth's periphery and then begins to return. If it be discordant, the longer it goes, the more it gathers of the same quality to it on its return, unless, however, one transmutes it by the use of the violet flame. It may be slow returning, but since the release and increase of cosmic light, it is returning swifter than formerly. At that time, much of it did not return in that embodiment, but in some future embodiment. That accounts for distress, disease, or accidents which apparently come about for no known reasons. That explains the seeming injustices so often encountered. Accumulated karma of former embodiments causes stooped-over conditions and hunchbacks. These latter are usually results of some terrific commitment of wrong. That hump is human creation. Why do some people walk heavier than others? Some very small person may walk with a much heavier step than some large person. That is because of the weight of human creation about that person. When misfortunes befall some, they submit to it, saying it is God's will. Of course, God never imposed anything less than perfection on anyone, but it is just one's own human creation returning and taking its toll. The effect of causes set up in this or former embodiments. Karma is misqualified energy returning to its creator for redemption. All reaction comes from human qualification of energy released from the presence. When one comes into this understanding, steps into this stream of light, it causes past accumulated karma to come forth, seeking redemption. Through the presence, by calling it into action, we can transmute and balance karma and need not experience its reactions as in the past. The presence projects forth light rays to render this service. Instead of, as in former teachings, one had to learn only by what the outer self could do in outer service, or what he could draw forth. Call on the law of forgiveness for any and all wrongs committed. Ask the presence to project its light rays and violet flame into karma or injury imposed on another, and transmute it and replace it with a blessing, then pour divine love to them. When we come into embodiment, each one is given a span, an approximate time, set by the Christ Self. Sometimes when one comes to the end of the span of life, much is crowded in at that time. That is because they have wasted time and not accomplished what they had come to do. Giving these decrees for all mankind is the quickest way to balance karma. The final embodiment may be very strenuous. That is because on the inner, one has agreed to take on all one's own karma in that embodiment and transmute it. All karma has to be transmuted, and some balance given to life before one can make the ascension. Furthermore, at this time of world change, many students agreed at inner levels before taking embodiment to help Saint Germain transmute and clear the earth of the discordant creations and actions. About 75% of discord is mass accumulation. 25% is our own human creation. When the discord in the atmosphere is consumed, mankind will be relieved of about 75% of their present creating capacity of discord. The wrong use of the elements always brings a recoil, as do any actions creating karma, unless one expiates the cause and balances the effect through conscious application of the law. The cause of droughts is misuse of produce by storing it, and most of all by destroying food to keep up prices. That food should be distributed, there being many needy who are also God's children. Nature rebels at such wrong actions and reacts in droughts and destructive weather conditions. Destruction returns upon itself. We create karma not only by commission, but by omission as well. At the end of each year, the cosmic law permits at inner levels the transmutation of the karma of each life stream created through ignorance and with no deliberate wrong or evil intent. After transition, while dwelling at inner levels in between embodiments, the individual can also expiate some of his karma, especially now that they are taught the use of the transmuting violet flame there. They appear before the karmic board in the halls of judgment and are given their assignment. This is not to be feared, as those halls are a place of great mercy and not of punishment. In temples, they are taught the law according to their comprehension, and certain application is given. They are also given some service to render each day. Through the years of public instruction of this teaching, much accumulated human creation has been transmuted for the students who render impersonal service to mankind and the earth. What you sow, you must reap. That is a fundamental principle. Just to repress or push back karma is not real freedom, nor permanent, for it must someday be brought forth and transmuted. When we know the I Am Presence and have its action, then experiences of reaction are no longer necessary. Experiences are for the purpose of teaching a lesson. Trying experiences release an essence that cannot come in any other way. The structure of a child's body and characteristics are determined somewhat by its parents as well as by its karma. Children take on things from their teachers, associates, those whom they contact, and from etheric records of the past which are in the atmosphere. Accumulated discord may not begin to act in a child until 13, 14, 15, or 16 years of age, depending on its development. If there is discord in the family, it may act much sooner than that. Most everyone has had the experience of trying to accomplish some certain thing and working up to a peak, just about to accomplish it, when suddenly something happens and prevents it or even throws the whole thing into ruins. That usually is some karma in that one's own life stream, a certain quality or force which reacts right at a crucial moment. We usually blame some person, place, or thing when it is our own misqualified energy returning. Therefore, it is so important to earnestly use the violet flame to transmute all such subtle forces. Students often become discouraged when things do not work out as soon as they would like or think they should. They may begin to wonder, which is really doubt. Doubting the powers of the presence is just a human quality. When the presence acts, which is the power of God, there is no obstruction to it. The obstruction is in the consciousness of the individual, particularly in the feeling world. The student should take in consideration the many centuries and embodiments that he has been using God's energy, qualifying it with some human or discordant quality, which is now his obstruction when he wants to serve the light, God. That stands there until he has called forth enough power, light, or flame to transmute it. The human one cannot depend on, not even one's own. The worst enemy is one's own human creation. It will trick us up at the most crucial moment. The accumulated destructive force is small in comparison to a consciously directed force. America has been released from much accumulation. Death. There is no death as accepted by the outer consciousness of mankind. So-called death is just a withdrawing of the soul, the spirit, the real self, the withdrawing of the life energy of the individualized God self, that part of man made in the image and likeness of God, ceases existence in the physical form, leaves the body inactive. Although the organs are still there as before, the eyes do not see, the ears do not hear, and the intelligence has gone. The real self is but released of this habitat and free to enter higher realms, realms of beauty, harmony, and peace. The individual just passes from this physical realm of expression into greater freedom. The individualized identity is eternal. When the outer form has become too discordant, the life releases itself. Decrepitude and death are caused mostly by misuse and waste of sex energy and emotional uncontrol. The body is but a garment, and the individual has just changed garments, as one changes coats at the change of seasons. Being in a finer body, after transition, he is much more alive than before. The body, the worn-out garment, is composed of the elements which form our planet. It ought not to be buried, which contaminates the actual substance of the earth and is the cause of much of the distress and destruction of mankind. Decomposition causes gases, and these accumulate in the gas belts of Earth. By cremating the body, the qualities of discord and impurities are transmuted. Also, the destructive element in the emotional body of the individual, to a large extent, is transmuted, which frees the individual to go to the realms of light. That is a great blessing. That has been understood by those of higher knowledge when cremation took place. In ages past, the body was placed in the sacred fire and instantly transmuted. That substance was returned back to the universal, and that is in accordance with the great law which governs the universe. Even in the realms of perfection, when a thing is of no further use, when it has served its purpose, it is returned back to the universal to be used in some other form. People of wisdom have always adhered to this law. They have cremated the bodies without embalming, as is even now the practice in India and with some peoples. The body should not be embalmed, but refrigerated if held, or be in a cool place, then cremated. The ashes can be placed in a river or stream of running water. Then we have complied with the law of the four elements. That completes the activity of earth, air, fire, and water. Embalming has sprung out of black magic practices and from the action of mummifying corpses. Embalming, from the inner standpoint, is very distressing and causes much suffering to the one that has passed on. The passing of a loved one should not be a sorrow or grief to anyone. Grief, in reality, is a personal sense of loss or selfishness. Grief is caused by self-pity. It is a feeling of personal loss. Instead, it should be a gladness for the freedom and new opportunities of the loved ones. Even you, remaining here, can go to your loved one during sleeping hours. You can make the call to your magic presence to take you there while your body sleeps. If on awakening you do not retain the memory, that is no proof you were not there. You go someplace while you sleep. Your consciousness is not in that body, so you must go somewhere. Have you ever thought of that? You can visualize and ask your presence to create a beautiful bouquet of roses or whatever flower you choose and take it to your loved one who has passed on, and it will be done. At inner levels, substance responds and manifests instantly. That is as real and tangible in that realm as any physical thing is real to us here. It can be done with other gifts as well as with flowers. So-called death gives one a period of rest from this outer world of living, which is a strain and stress for most people. It gives them a chance to draw strength and energy until they again come back into embodiment. Re-embodiment gives new opportunities. This has been going on through the centuries. We have come again, again, and again. We come again until we learn our reason for being, which is to control energy, and attain the ascension, which is the purpose or goal of all embodiments. Jesus taught that and left the example of the ascension for mankind to follow. But who has done so? The conditions, actions concerning a soul, the individual who has passed through so-called death, are very different today than they were 20 years ago. Re-embodiment. Life and so-called death are a similar action to the flow and ebb of tide. Death represents the ebb, and the next life, re-embodiment or reincarnation, represents the flow of tide again. Also, as a tree loses its leaves and the sap recedes, then in spring it comes back and is full of life again, yet it is the same tree. So it is with individuals passing through so-called death. That same soul comes back in another baby body. That takes place many, many times. It is only through this action of life that we can explain the attainment of a prodigy manifesting, such as a child, without training, who plays musical compositions that require great accomplishment. Born of parents who have no musical talent or ability shows that it is not hereditary. He accomplished that in a former embodiment and brought over the memory. That is the same with any other accomplishment, such as literary, linguistic, scientific, and so forth. The same law applies on the destructive side, as individuals born blind, deaf, mentally unbalanced, crippled, or deformed, or born without an arm or a portion of a limb. All those things are due to karma or wrongdoings in past lives. Embodiments are taken in a certain family for one of three reasons. These are similar strong desires, condemnation or criticism, one has to live under a similar condition, or to give radiation to others or certain conditions. What understanding one gains in this teaching, he will carry or retain when he passes through transition and be taught further there. He will be given full feeling of it. Your firm, positive desires become the compulsion of the next life. The reason for physical embodiment is to learn to control energy, use it constructively, and become master of energy. The purpose of embodiment is to learn to magnetize and radiate. Up until 100 years ago, it was seldom that individuals embodied under 100 years from the time of passing. Wrong and uncontrolled thoughts and feeling, human desires and appetites, have propelled individuals into embodiment after embodiment. Human desires and appetites are just accumulated energy of a specific quality and through outer expression become habit. To free oneself from re-embodiment, one must make conscious effort to understand the law and contact his own I Am presence. The only permanent release from re-embodiment is through the ascension. There is a certain amount of energy allotted for each embodiment and an approximate time set by the Christ Self to do a certain phase of the divine plan in that embodiment. That accounts for some invalids living for years, although unable to render any service whatsoever. Re-embodiment gives opportunity for further service to life and develops a more rounded-out nature. It also allows opportunity to right wrongs and make a balance. In between embodiments, while individuals are in the realms of light, their karma lies quiescent in the atmosphere of Earth. And while there, they get great understanding, but without the knowledge of the I Am presence, they do not bring it with them into physical embodiment. The youth of the present age are mostly advanced life streams. Therefore, strong-willed and very determined, which is right and good, but needs to be understood by them as well as by adults. The selective intelligence and discrimination of the higher mental body or Christ Self is not yet sufficiently or fully acting through the lower bodies. Therefore, human qualities act and are intensified by the strong will. There is a divine plan for each one. Your life stream wants you to do certain things. You can do many constructive things that will even benefit mankind greatly, yet it may not be the thing for which your Christ self brought you into embodiment. It doesn't matter much who we were in former embodiments. What we are today is a composite of all embodiments. The need now is to go forward, become the presence in action, and fulfill the divine plan. The Masters said years ago that through this understanding, students could, through the decrees and songs, render service which would otherwise take 10 or a dozen embodiments. Many patriots have come again and are staunch students of the light today. The majority of American Indians formerly did not leave the atmosphere of Earth at passing from one embodiment to the next because they did not choose to. That no longer is so. They understood there was no death and just awaited opportunity to embody again. Human beings do not incarnate in animal forms and never did. They are individualized flames of God and will always remain so. Animals are of another evolution.